called Island Afternoon. It is cool here at the back of the house under the fig tree. Blue filtered light breaks through on the saltwater breeze. I wear a clean white shirt and the raggedy straw hat farmers and English tourists on the island wear. All morning I have been working on a poem. You come through the door into the garden, your long black hair catching a ride on the breeze, swirls about your face as your fingers glide up your back, up the back of your neck, trying to tame it. You wear the peasant's costume, a full black skirt and loose white blouse embroidered with large pink and red cabbage flowers. Your shoulders are bare and brown with freckles, collected from your ritual of bathing on the roof in the afternoon. Before you dance, before me you dance. You whirl, your skirt floats high in the air. I pay you no attention. You continue in your dance, laughing, lifting your arms to the sky as if possessed by an angel or a devil. Then behind me, you stop. Wrap your arms around my chest and kiss me on the neck, on my cheeks, on my lips, as I struggle playfully to escape. Sensuously, you perch yourself on the table in front of me to distract me from my work. You tease, you twirl, you lift your skirt above your knees to your hips, shamelessly, nudging to show me, to taunt me without let up, as a smile that speaks without words escapes from your lips. I know you are a she-devil, and you know, as you have always known, that I am weak and lost when you are like this. I cannot concentrate as you kneel before me, and your long fingers guide my face to your smooth thighs, which smell from the new perfume I bought you yesterday. As I lift my head and look into your eyes, I know it will be seconds before I will smother in your truth of this island afternoon.